Hey everybody, welcome back to Deadpool Daily, your daily dose of the Merc with a Mouth. I'm Logan, and this podcast is a member of the Film Dispenser Podcast Network, which you can find over at filmdispenser.com or on iTunes or Stitcher. Just search Film Dispenser, all one word. All right, still talking about Weapon X, issue number 2, so that means Ryan's still here.
Hey.
So, picking up where we left off, although not really in the book, it doesn't pick up at all where we left off, which we left off with Sabretooth and Wolverine having a showdown with these new adamantium robot things. And I was kind of pissed that we didn't pick up there.
Yeah, it was like, what?
I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Warpath. Warpath, member of X-Force, original member of X-Force, one of my favorite books of all time, the thing that got me into comics. I have a soft spot for this character. But when the last issue ends with the promise of an ass-kicking one way or the other, and the next issue opens on...
almost exactly how we opened on Wolverine in the first issue.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to be a trend for like the first 6 issues. Maybe the first 4 issues.
Introducing all the characters.
Yeah, because we know the main, like we've seen, quote unquote, the main cast. The only one we didn't get introed was Lady Deathstrike, which I think we'll get a flashback on how they caught her.
I was thinking like a breakout issue, and it'll be like, you know, tell how she got caught
and then show
her breakout of where she is.
We're calling it now.
I did enjoy the Warpath stuff, and the art on him is way better than that cover art on issue 1, because he looked stupid on the cover of issue 1.
Yeah.
He looked like a statue that was holding like... It took me forever to figure it out that it was like 2 swords or scythes or something.
Yeah, he's got these kind of like long blades. So yeah, we're getting intro to Warpath. Last issue we got intro to Old Man Logan. Kind of intro into Sabretooth, although we didn't get to see the robots attack him.
I think we'll get an issue of that thing.
What if we find out that Sabretooth and Deathstrike were attacked at the same time, and Sabretooth basically... like
abandoned Deathstrike to get away?
Yeah. Like just kind of fed her to the wolves to save his hide. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
But my point being, I was a little perturbed that this issue opens with a guy watching horses. You know, which
yeah. I was like, what?
Don't get me wrong. I completely saw where they were going. And what it, well, except for the one thing. I was like, well, this helicopter is going to, because we knew he's part of the series. It's going to be like the robots there to get him. I'm like, why are we keep talking about scaring these damn horses? It was pretty badass when he like broke the chopper blades in half.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And then finds out that it's an autopiloted chopper flown by remote. And he's like, what the hell's going on? And the horses turn into the robots. And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't see that one coming.
No, I definitely didn't see that coming.
And then we get, I think, our first real introduction to anybody in this new Weapon X facility.
Yeah, other than the arguing about the sandwiches crap. Right,
and we didn't even really see those guys' faces. So... we've got kind of a stoic, like, I guess, scientist dude with these kind of young, hipster-looking, like, lab techs or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's nice that we have, like, characters that we can kind of put in, like, these are the bad guys, but... they seem so generic that I'm like, well, yeah. they'll be dead in 6 issues.
That reminds me of something I wanted to bring up that actually, I mean, I guess it's okay, but it really irked me. Well, first of all, who's Cousin Bobby?
Okay, well, see, when I first read that, I thought he was talking about Roberto, Sunspot, because they call him Bobby. From the New Mutants?
Yeah, I know who Sunspot is.
So, I thought that's who he was talking about. But, like, the way he kept talking, I don't think that's who he was talking about. Because he said, like, hanging out with cousin Bobby, doing something. Like, because he, like, called him cousin Bobby, I was like, well, he's not talking about Roberto. He's not talking about Sunspot. Because they wouldn't call him cousin Bobby. But he might put on his phone cousin Bobby. That way it doesn't say Roberto Da Costa when he calls.
Right.
Because he's actually running a team of Avengers now called the U.S. Avengers that are like a S.H.I.E.L.D.-sanctioned team of Avengers. So,
as opposed to the Great Lakes Avengers. I don't even want to know about that.
Yeah, well, that series is canceled. So,
But the text really kind of bothered me. It's just, I mean, I understand you want to be new and up to date, and like, but that is one of the dumbest things that this young generation has come up with. Calling people fam.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't get it. I mean,
Maybe
it's me, but it's just really, which, I mean, that's the way people text now, so. Or write stuff on Facebook. I see it all the time. Anyway,
you're old.
We can get We can get back to the lab.
Back
to the lab again, yo.
There's not much there, really. I mean, we see the kind of some of the vats, but that's it, really. I mean, eventually we see the Logan, Sabretooth, and Warpath vat. And did you notice that the Logan and the Sabretooth vat have things growing?
Yeah,
in
already.
Them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, whereas the Warpath doesn't. So, we knew, kind of got the feeling they were growing their own Wolverine. Now we get the feeling that they're growing their own Sabretooth as well. So, that's interesting. And then, finally, we get back to the damn fight with Wolverine and Sabretooth. But I guess it's decent enough, but I don't know, man. I thought it was going to be, like, 6 or 7 pages of them just, like, running and chasing these things or being chased down by these things. And, I don't know. I was a little disappointed in the fight. So, and of course, Sabretooth tucked his tail and ran when he realized he couldn't win. So, but I like that Wolverine was, or Logan was just like, yeah, fuck this, I'm going with him. And then convinces him, he's like, yeah, I led him this way. Like, they're following the trail I led into the box canyon back there. And Sabretooth's like, oh, well, that could be fun. So they hijack. Box one of them in and just like tear it to pieces, and Sabretooth rips his head off and tries to eat it.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Why are you trying to eat a metal skull? An adamantium skull, no less. So, and then like we saw these things in the first issue, like turn from human into robot. Like, it looked like they were like ripping through their skin. This is the first inkling that they could ever grow their skin back, though, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't think that was in the first issue.
That was creepy as hell, man. So
it was kind of cool, though. I wonder if they can change their, like, look. Yeah. They can grow their skin back, but change their look to disguise themselves. So that every time Logan and Wolverine see those same two guys, they know who it is, you know?
Yeah.
So can they change their facial features to disguise themselves?
Huh. I hadn't even thought about that. That's interesting.
Well, I mean, when I saw them grow their skin back, I was like, if they constantly grow back into the same people, they're never going to get the jump on them ever again.
Yeah. No, well, eventually basically, the two that they left alive change back into humans and then are called away to something else. And we're kind of, like, led with the whole... That's when we get our first real mention of Domino. like they're going after Domino and
the page where they're running. Did that not look kind of stupid though? That one whole panel, it looks like they're marching with their arms like high up in the air, like
but they are Nazis robots or something. So
yeah, I mean, I understand that. It just looks kind of stupid.
But I think the frame of reference there is Terminator 2 when Robert Patrick runs.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you look at Sabretooth and Wolverine, like, theirs looks more kind of, at least naturalistic to them. Whereas these guys, I really do think he was like, haha, robots running. I'll make them look like Robert Patrick in Terminator 2. Because that's what it looked like to me immediately.
Yeah, it does. It does.
So
I do like that one scene where Logan, or the panel where Logan and Sabretooth are running at him. And then the next little panel below it, Logan kind of went past Sabretooth and Sabretooth stopped dead in his tracks and looked at that rabbit.
Yeah, like he was going to eat it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, is he going to eat the rabbit?
I like him joking about the dating site. He's like,
that's my point.
If I wanted a wife, I'd join a dating site. How the hell do you even know about dating sites? I don't. That's my point. He's like, you got a profile, don't you? I kind of like the
banter that they've got.
Yeah, it's fun, and I'm looking forward to the point we get to where they're on opposite sides, because it's gonna come.
You know it is.
So, and our to be continued moment is back to the lab where we find out that they're kind of using this chase to lure Logan and Sabretooth like into a trap more or less, and that they've already gotten Warpath. So,
and yeah, this is where I figured out that Domino and Warpath, well, at least Warpath at this point, I knew. I'm like, oh, okay, he's not part of the Weapon X project. They're just...
They do mention, like, when he's fighting the helicopter, which sounds dumb, about his flight powers. Now, I know Warpath's been around, but, like, I haven't heavily followed the X-Men books in a while. I don't know when he got flight powers, because he's never had flight powers. So
yeah, that, I was wondering about that myself, but
yeah, that was new to me. So yeah, I don't know. Like, if you look on Wikipedia, it shows flight, a regenerative healing factor, which he's always been super strong, and like, he could track, or, like, had speed, stamina, like, good reflexes, kind of, like, just, like, Wolverine without...
Like a poor man's Wolverine.
Yeah, basically. But the flight is... And I think the, quote, the out-and-out, like, healing factor is new. Because, like, it's one thing, like, he would heal, you know, somewhat quicker than everybody else, but yeah, I don't remember flight or an out and out healing factor. So yeah, all that's new. Anyway, what was I gonna say? I done lost my train of thought now. When you were looking at the back of the book, did you see the cover for X-Men Gold number 4?
Yeah, it's, I know it's got Wolverine on the cover.
No, I'm talking about the Gambit cover for X-Men Gold.
I'm looking at the X-Men Gold. It's, you must be talking about another issue.
Now, if you like scroll or
flip, I'm looking at it right now. It's got Wolverine on the cover.
That's page 25. Go to page 26.
Oh, yeah.
That I did cover. See that. Did that make you want to pick that book up? I don't even like Gambit. That's a badass cover, man.
It looks pretty good.
So I also like that Weapon X number 3 cover. So, which is Domino holding the gun with the smoke kind of like
becoming as everybody Lady else. Deathstrike, yeah. Warpath, Old Man Logan, yeah. Sabretooth.
So I thought it was a pretty badass cover. So yeah, we'll be back tomorrow talking about issue number 3 as we get caught up on the series, which is headed for a crossover. So we're probably going to talk about the crossovers, but we'll get into more of that tomorrow when we talk about issue 3. You can tweet me at Deadpool1979, Deadpool1979.
And I'm at Polk79, Polk79.
And we're also on Automatic for the People, our television podcast, whatever show we're talking about, American Gods. So if you're watching that, go check us out over on filmdispenser.com. Follow me on Tumblr, deadpoolpodcast.tumblr.com. Email me, loosestaples@gmail.com.
This is my jam! Be all that you can be, that is what they told me. Made me all I can be, how they try to mold me. Mix a little bit of the best of the rest. Fight off Weapon X, well, we'll see who's next. Deadpool! Can't expect a miracle, betting on the devil. I'm your best friend if you keep my money level. Never without a gun, I don't holler, flesh it out. Survivable plans, the plans I ever think about.
That's right, biatch. Keep those guns clean.
Yeah, clean as a whistle!